Hey guys, hey, this is awesome to have you here. First of all, I literally have your chats right here. That was me chatting to you guys. Appreciate it from all over the world here joining us today. You know, there is the ability, desire, the craving for more out of life. But a lot of times people want the magic button. Like you want to be the rock star, but you don't want to go to rehearsal 5 nights a week. You want to play Madison Square Garden in New York City, but you don't want to go through the time to play at some dive bars to get the experience. I get that, but that's not the group who's here today. Everybody raises their hand, says they want more, but there's certain people who roll up their sleeves and just take action. And for that, I want to send you so much gratitude and appreciation for being here. If you're here live, that's awesome. I know it's the middle of the day in the States here, so if you're watching the replay, awesome too. And I want to share, this is the first training of my monthly series. I've been asked for years to do these. It's just been so busy. I love being a full-time dad in the middle of everything else that I have going on. But so many of you asked that I just decided to do it. And I have to tell you, I've been stoked for 3 weeks because I'm learning stuff every single day that's new. I burned through a book about a week. I'm blessed to be in friends with so many great, wonderful, successful people. And I'm giving them the credit, but I get to learn so much. I'm in high-level mastermind groups. I have a mastermind group where people pay me $100,000 a year for 6 days a year. When you put that kind of organized brilliance and collective genius in one room, you learn so much. And now, not only am I waiting until I film a course or waiting until I write a new book, I get you every month live. And I'm going to tell you right now, each month, there is going to be enough for you to go back and look at it. Like, not everything is going to happen in the first minute, the first hour, the first week, the first 3 months. Remember that. Again, I always say what Tony Robbins said that really hit home is we always overestimate what we can do in a year, and we underestimate what we could do in 5. Well, you could take that and say it about anything, right? You can overestimate what you could do in a month and underestimate what you could do in 90 days. You can underestimate 90 days and overestimate, you know, a year. So I think I said that backwards, but you know the point. And again, I just want to give you the gratitude that you deserve for being here, for not doing something else right now. We're kindred spirits. You gotta jump in to make change, right? And the cool part is when you set the right foundations, even if it's a little heavy lifting up front, you get to reap the rewards at the end. You know, I'm in a place in my life where I can look back, but there was days, months, years where I'm like, I'm just done. It's too tiring. I've tried too much. I've failed. But then I found a way to go, no, those failures are my building blocks. Now, when you're in the middle of a failure, it surely doesn't feel good. But if you know that your problems and your failures are your stepping stones, it's the evolution you need, then you are at the perfect place at the perfect time. And again, a couple of things. Since you're a part of my monthly live training, whether you're watching this live or watching the replay, you got some great bonuses that are in your back office. You got the 3-hour training that I did on New Year's Day. That training was New Year's Day. That's something you should revisit once a month, even if you just do sections of it. That's how to plan a life. That wasn't just about some resolutions. That's about changing forever. And today, I want to make sure that you have a plan. Listen, I don't know if you're watching right now because you're already in business and you want to go faster. You're not in your own business. You're working someplace else that you're dying to leave and finally start your own thing. Maybe you're in the speaking business, the book business, the helping people business, or maybe you're in a job and you want to just rise up through the ranks and stop playing small. I don't know where you are, but I know there's another level. And I want to share this. If you don't care about any of that, you're retired, you got all the money in the world, but you're just not living your full potential. You're not living with that enthusiasm, that excitement, that energy. Then that's what this is for. This is to give you those shifts. Remember, each month when you're here, take what serves you. Listen to this. Take what serves you and can throw the rest away. If just one thing allows you to make a shift, like me doing the 30-day challenge, the Better Life Challenge, I'm hoping just one of those stick forever. I hope all 30 do. But if one sticks, you can't believe the changes in your life. And lastly, and I'm going to get to the training, I want to ask you, in your life, how many times has one thing did a course correction or a shift in your direction forever? Saying yes to someone, saying I do, or I don't, or I will, or I can't anymore, or yes, I'll take that, yes, we'll start this, or no, it's time to end that. How many times in your life has that little shift, when you look back, it was like, wow, that was just a yes, one word here made my life this much different. Hopefully all good, but sometimes not so much. So that's the same here. Today, I want to go through what I'm calling the 90-day sprint. I want to give you an action plan, help you kind of formulate an action plan for the next 90 days so you have measurable results. It's great to look ahead a year. It's great to look ahead 5 years, 10 years. But it all starts here. It all starts, it's Kaizen, right? It's what's how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? How do you run a 1,000-mile race one step at a time? So again, I don't know if you want to start your own business and you've just been thinking you're too busy. There's just so much going on out there. But when I get done with this, I'll start. When I get done with that, I'll register that URL or just stagnant. Wherever you are, this is for you. And the reason I'm doing the 90-day sprint right now is it's because it's an exercise I just recently did in one of the groups I'm in. I'm in Strategic Coach with my good friend Dan Sullivan. And we went through it. And man, it doesn't matter what level of life you're on. When I was broker than broke, this is the exercise. When I was in the middle with a, you know, six and then a seven-figure business, this was the exercise. And where I'm in my life right now, I needed it. So now you're going to get it. Okay, so on a piece of paper, and this is going to, we're going to be interactive here. So this is training. This isn't just me regurgitating, just me, you know, spewing at you. I want you to be interactive. I hope you have a pen or have the ability to write in your computer. But all change starts by having momentum. And I got my notes here, so if you see me looking down, I want to teach this so it's really clear. Everything I'm going to share with you, you may have heard before in different places. What I hope my benefit is to you is to give you a crystal clear path on how to achieve it. It's great to have knowledge. It's great to go to events. It's great to read my book or anybody's great book. Gain that wisdom, get excited. But if it's not in play, if it's not changing the course of your life, then it's really just a good read. And that's not what I want. So to get the momentum you need, I want you to start with thinking of morale. And morale comes from looking backwards. So on a piece of paper, we're going to get to this in a minute. I want you to look backwards over the last 90 days. And I want you to think about nothing that went wrong. We all did some stuff that went horribly wrong. We had some things that failed. We had some things we might call ourselves procrastinators. We might call ourselves overwhelmed. We might say we're too busy. I'm afraid. I have fear. That's okay. We all have all those things. But I don't want you to look at any of those right now. I want you to look at, in the last, to build pride and build morale, what are the things that you've achieved? What are the winning achievements over the last 90 days? And I want you to write them down right now. Just take the time. What are the achievements that you've accomplished in the last 90 days? And again, whatever is the most sensitive subject in your life, that's what you want to write it down. You can go back. You're going to have access to this video all month long. That's why this video is here. That's why this training today will last a month. Because what you want to do is you might want to do it right now with your finances. You might want to do it right now with your health, your body, your relationships, your intimacy, starting a business or quitting something. Whatever it is, I want you to start with your achievements. Looking back over the past quarter, what are the things that make you the proudest, right? So for me, I'm just going to, again, we all have our different things. For me is with my son. I'm just going to write my son, Brody. And I'll get to other stuff too, but that's really important to me. My son Brody is really, I have this, maybe if you have kids, you know, I have this connection with my daughter that's the easiest thing in the world. I couldn't mess it up. We're just like, we're completely bonded. With my son, he came with different operating equipment, right? He just, like if I do something that's just offline, you know, or misaligned, or if I parent him a certain way, he'll shut me down, ice me down, and I got to work really hard to get a connection. In the last 90 days, what I'm really proud of is that I've been doing my best to live in his space. I learn how he thinks, my style with him until now is doing my work. So that's important. Still on here, right? I'm sorry, I'm putting the addition on because I'm in Scotland. That's pretty funny. You're probably like, really? Just open the window, freeze out. So what feels for me to say, we're done. That's my morale. That's my pride. In the last 90 days, I launched my book. Now, again, I don't mean to say that, like, look at me, I have a book, what are you doing? No, we've all done amazing things. I'm just talking about in my life. What have you done? Again, wherever you want to focus on your morale, your pride, what you've accomplished, what are your biggest achievements in the last 90 days? We're not using this to go backwards. We're using this as our rocket booster. This is our morale. This is where we get in the right space. So we don't think about what we can't do. We think about what we can do. So I launched my book with great success. We launched the Better Life. We launched the Better Life Challenge in the last 90 days. Now, when you look through these eyes, I don't know about you, but you may be going through the Better Life right now, and you're on day 12. And what has that done? What kind of morale? What have you changed? What habits have you done? Do you have a new morning routine? That's massive what you've done in the last 9 days. Listen, we're going to get to more specifics. Maybe there's a certain business you want to start, or your relationship, or your health. But what I want to share with you now is we need all the power and ammunition we can get in order to push through. In 12-step programs, my dear friend Joe Polish was in 12-step programs for years, and he always repeats this. He said, the biggest thing, the biggest line that affected my life was that when one of the speakers at a 12-step meeting for an addiction he probably was going through 25 years ago, but a long time ago, said to him, Joe, no matter what you're thinking, I want you to know your best thinking got you here. And in order to go someplace else, you need a little bit different thinking. So right now, you might look back at what you've done. I've done this good and I've done this bad. And I want you to look at all of it as what you've learned and how do you gain pride to get the momentum, okay? So the Better Life, for me, what about you? So I'm stalling here because I'm hoping you're typing away, you're writing down, I got that new course, I went through it from start to finish, I started coaching other people and I'm listening to the calls, I'm going through that process. I started talking to my boss about the promotion that I think I deserve or where I'd fit best. I started investigating and saying, you know, my whole life I thought I was supposed to be an accountant, but I realized I'm a visionary. I'm an entrepreneur. I want to create new things. If that's all you did, that's not just all. That's amazing. It's self-discovery. Listen, we can call in life for years. I don't know if you've ever gone through this where you turn around and literally a year went by and you didn't do any of the things that you wrote down on New Year's or whenever you had your goals. Like, you didn't start going to the gym, you didn't work on your relationship, you didn't start that business, you didn't, you know, start posting live videos on Facebook every single week and try to figure it out. Listen, this is where courage happens. Courage is starting when you don't know the results. Confidence is what you get down the road. Courage is jumping out of the plane and hoping the parachute opens. Courage is walking into the boardroom and you don't know if you're going to get the deal. You don't know if you're going to get fired or they're going to say yes or say no. That's where courage comes from. And listen, guys, I may digress a lot, especially in this training, because I have so much I want to share with you. I'm so glad you're going to be with me every single month. But this creates enthusiasm. This creates energy when you look back. All I know is I'm not the smartest guy in the world. I was in special ed. I didn't go to college. I didn't have money. When I look back, my enthusiasm, my energy pushed me through the points when I wasn't prepared, when I wasn't as smart as everybody in the room, where I couldn't articulate great words, but the enthusiasm and the energy just kept me going, kept me driving. And these are the types of things that did that. Looking back, when I think about the relationship I have with my son, it's amazing. But in the last 90 days, God, it gives me pride. I could have tears in my eyes. It could give me pride. My book, I thought about that book 4 years ago, Millionaire Success Habits. Hopefully you have it and read it. I've been thinking about that book for years. I finally launched it and it's in people's hands and they're commenting all over the internet on what it's doing for them. You may have, that is unbelievable pride to me. The Better Life. You know, we have a couple glitches in that, but that is just an amazing free tool for people to get habits. I could go on and on about me, but I want to talk about you. Are you writing this down? Are you thinking? Because some of you right now, the reason I'm pausing before we go to the next section is because you're thinking, I really don't know what went well. I don't know what I did. You know what's happening? Is we're all setting these standards that are so high in today's world that if we didn't hit a home run, that it's really not worthwhile. Listen, We live in a society where social media makes it look like everybody has the perfect life. They have the perfect picture, the perfect family, the perfect skin, the perfect house. All you're seeing is a snapshot. You're seeing a selfie where somebody took 40 different pictures and then finally picked their favorite one and color corrected it and made the lighting perfect and then posted it on a happy day. And as soon as they were done, they might be sad, depressed. You don't know what's going on in everybody's lives, but we're in a society where we're judging and feeling we haven't accomplished much. You've done so many incredible things in the last 90 days, and I hope you're writing them down. Lower the bar of gratitude, lower par of the bar of appreciation, and look at the things you're doing in the areas that can excel your life, and write those down. Okay, hopefully you're doing it. Everybody with me? And what I'm going to do at the end, literally right here, if you have any questions, don't hesitate. This is live. I'm going to look over here and get your questions, and we'll answer them later. So, we wrote down number one was morale. That's looking backwards. That's getting your pride. That's looking at what you're most proud of over the last 90 days. And if it's a couple things, personal life, use that as momentum. The morale starts, and then we get momentum. And how do we get momentum to keep you moving forward, right? So that's what we started. We started with the morale, and by looking and just pulling with you what you accomplished, now we want to work on your confidence to keep going. I don't spell so great, so if I misspell, you could tell and yell at me here. So when you look at everything that's going on today, okay, we looked behind us. I don't know where you are today. You do. Let's try to do five things. What are five things that you, this is my notes here, that could make you or do make you the most confident? What do you have right now? It's like, you know, I know me. I have my anchor core things that I work on. I'm a real estate investor. If you're one of my real estate students, hey, love having you here. I do real estate. I've been doing real estate for 30 years. 30 years now? God, that makes me feel old. I've been doing real estate for 30 years. I want to write the best books in the world. I want to get my message out to the world. I do some live events. I do some stuff with Tony Robbins, who I love dearly. That fills my heart with pride. There's some things that I just are anchored and I will do forever. But then there's also that new stuff. Like, I look, if you asked me this, you know, 6 months ago, it was like, I came up with this idea for the better life. My God, that jacks me up right this minute. Maybe not yesterday, but today, I am jacked up over the better life. Right now, I'm freaking stoked about a new course that I'm going to film right here in the studio. In fact, I'll make sure my team reaches out to you. I'm going to select 10 people. That's a whole nother thing. I'll share that at the end. I'm going to select 10 people, put them in this room, and do a day of training on specifics on creating energy, authenticity, persuasion, how to create the enthusiasm and the secrets that I've used to be successful. So that's right now. When I say that, do you see my face light up? I can't wait to create that. It's not ready. I can't even offer it to you or give it to you. It's not done, but when I think about that, I am so excited. If I want to do it in my personal life, I was talking before about my son Brody. Right now, I'm excited. I'm literally have chills. I don't know if you can see it on my face. I am so excited about the relationship I'm going to build with my son because I had to let go some of the crappy shit I was telling myself. I had to stop picking on him. My daughter, I don't have to say anything. You know, at the table, my son will sit down in the morning. I love this kid so much. He'll sit down every day. And at morning, he'll sit back and he'll go to eat. And literally half the week, he drops food and we got to do something about it. So I find myself, Brody, sit forward. Hey, Brody, could you finish that? Hey, Brody, when you're done with getting that silverware, could you make sure you close the drawer? You know, hey, bud, could you do me a favor? Could you untie your shoes before you put them on? And I found myself just doing all this stupid crap, and my daughter gets none of it. So it's only building a wedge because he's like, you say nothing to to my sister. And it's like, I don't have to. She just does it all. And I realized it wasn't him. It was me. But when I think about what I've done in the last 90 days, I do get the morale. I get pride. But the momentum and the confidence is, look at what I've done in 90 days. What can I do right now to take it to another level? We're going to get to what we're going to do next. And that's the foundation of this training today. But right now, and I'm talking because I hope you're writing, what are you excited about this very minute? Are you going to become a life coach? Are you excited about it or is it just a hobby? Are you excited about starting your new business? Are you excited about maybe writing a book finally? How about excited about learning how to market so you can actually sell yourself, persuade others and yourself to take action? or maybe persuade someone above you to see the value of who you are as a human being or as an employee, or talk to somebody, talk to your spouse or your better half or your other half, right? On how to get intimacy back in your life, or a connection back, or actually communicate again so you feel something instead of feeling dead on the inside. I don't know what, when you think about it, what lights you up? And I just want you to write down right now, what lights you up? If anybody wants to share, right now, I see people coming in sharing. Dean, can't spell, but awesome. Thank you so much. How do I figure out what I should do with my life? Wow, that's a big question. We'll get to that later. That's a whole nother training. But listen, at the end of the day, life goes by fast. And I want to share this with everybody. If you're doing something right now that you hate, that your just question there sparked this, but if you're doing something you dislike or you hate, you're in a hypnotic rhythm of saying, oh, I hate going to this job. I hate doing this thing every day. This business I started, it's killing me. And what happens? You are inventing that day over and over and again. You're in a hypnotic rhythm and you are creating your next day. I'm gonna give you a little secret here. What if you just took the next 90 days and you do whatever it is you're doing to the best of your ability? Go in with a smile. Even if you hate what you're doing, you go in with a smile. You light people up. You sell yourself. One of the biggest people we have to sell for enthusiasm, we have to sell ourselves. What if you just did whatever it is you're doing right now on the level that you know you could do? You are an A player. You're here. You're watching me. You raised your hand. You're not doing something else today. You're here. I already know that that's who you are. You've already had great success. What if you did what you're doing right now on fire? I want to tell you the byproduct of that. Your brain doesn't know the difference. You start doing it that way, you'll start enjoying it. You'll start thriving in that. And it doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. I'm telling you to do that while simultaneously figure out what it is you want to do with your life, right? I've been teaching students how to get in real estate for 20-something years. But if whatever it is, better relationship, writing books, online marketing, coaching, whatever it is you decide, but while you're doing your current thing, why be like, oh, this sucks, but someday, it's like you go nuts. Know what it is? No, this is amazing. I'll do this the best. When I was fixing cars in my 20s, guys, I fixed cars every day. I painted them. I had headaches every night. My hands were dirty. I hated being a collision repair guy. But I did that crap like I loved it because I knew it was just the stepping stone. And it doesn't matter if you're 20, 30, 70, or 90, we can reinvent ourselves at any time. Okay, I went on a tangent there, I digressed, but I wanted you to get down the momentum, the confidence. What are you excited about right now? Okay, let's keep going. Now, so we had the last 90 days. We had, what are we excited about right now? That's our momentum. That's our confidence. That gets us, all right, I'm a little excited here, Dean. I hope you guys are feeling it. Now, let's go to motivation. That's an A. Right, let me make sure I spelled, I got all my notes here. Motivation. This is the excitement. Is there an E? Look at me, I can't even spell. See? I got a long way on enthusiasm, authenticity, energy. Spelling wasn't my strong suit. But now I want you to talk about you bigger and better. Looking ahead over the next 90 days, what is it that can take you to that next level? What gives you the greatest sense of excitement? Enjoyment for life? Like, what do you see? Okay, I'm going to flip this around with the question I always ask you guys. If you're one of my long-term students, you know this question. But if it's 90 days from now, not a year, not 5 years, not 20 years, 90 days from now, we're looking back. You remember when we're here. Remember this interaction between us. And you're like, shit, excuse my language. I am stoked. The last 90 days, I started in the gym. I started the relationship better. I started the new business. I started a relationship with my coworkers. I started living life with more enthusiasm. I figured out what I want to do with my life. I figured out what business I want to start. I figured out how I'm going to dominate real estate. This is my time. No more games. I'm doing it. I'm getting deals done. I'm starting wholesaling. Whatever business, whatever it is that you're doing, what lights you up? Now, this is a little different. I'm not talking about just goals. My goal is I should lose 10 pounds. You might have been saying that for the last 10 years, but if you should and you need to, doesn't mean crap. It doesn't mean you will need to. Most people need to eat better. Most people need better communication. Most people need to exercise every day. Most people need to meditate and let stress out. Most people need to tap into their full potential. Need doesn't do crap. It's what you want. It's what excites you. So I'm right. This exercise is, I just want to get that momentum. Again, I appreciate all the comments. I'll go more on these later. But I want you to get the excitement because we need a change. We need you to take a step. We need you, no matter where you are. This isn't about, I hope you know I'm not trying to talk like you're down here and come up and join me. There's some of you watching have achieved as much, if not way more than me in better areas. I just happen to be blessed in certain areas and achieve a lot, but we all have. So this isn't about coming off the ground. It's about wherever you are, getting the momentum to step forward, taking that first step. So if I can get you over the last 90 days to make a shift, to show yourself, have proof of concept, you will be addicted. You will never stop this evolution. And again, you've already had it because you're here. You've already done great and wonderful things and success. So what right now would be the most exciting over the next 90 days? I want you to write them down. What's exciting? Somebody give me one here. I'll peek down. I'm so excited about living fully aware and conscious how I am. Jenny, that's awesome. This energy is incredible. I approached my collections job with that energy and went to the top. Awesome. Starting a new business, going to put everything into that. Awesome. I'm excited to exercise on a regular basis. Awesome. Keep telling me. Keep coming in. I'll take Dean's spelling skills any day. Thank you. Thank you, Robin. I appreciate that. But keep it coming in. What excites you? What lights you up? What makes you feel like nothing is going to get in my way this time? And here's the thing, we need to carry that because life can kick your ass, for lack of a better word. Life can tell you no. Life can tell you you're not good enough. Life can tell you you don't have time. This isn't the right time in history. You don't have the right president, the right economy. You don't live in the right geo-targeted location. The internet is full. Facebook is too late. There's already somebody doing what I do. The world wants to tell you all that. You have to ignore that. Entrepreneurs, people who take action, people who go to the next level, ignore all the rules. Only about 2% of the people in the world are entrepreneurs and or living what they feel is the full potential. Now, that's a stat I've been told by a bunch of different people. It's not mine, but I know that because I've heard it from too many people that I trust. 2% of the people are doing it. So that means 98% of the world is just living what other people tell them. 98% of the world are thermometers out there being adjusted by what happens with the economy, with their family, with their spouse, with their friends, with their job. And 2% just say, the hell with that crap. I'm going for it. This isn't rocket science. I just try to boil this down to get you that momentum, because when you have the morale and the momentum, you build in the motivation to make it through. So keep telling me what else you got. Okay, if you're writing that down, where you're going, you know, what's exciting you? I'm just stalling, so you're writing this down, you're thinking, especially for some of you who said, I'm not sure. Somebody just said they're excited to be here, you want to reach for the stars. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's my goal. That's my job. That's why I wanted you here on this, so we could do this every month. Okay, now, here's where... So we had the morale, the momentum, and the motivation. And now, you know, I'm hoping you're writing down what excites you over the next 90 days. Okay, so now that we got the enthusiasm, I want to talk about okay, you're going to do this exercise on your own with all the different parts of your life, whether it's your exercise, your health, your new business, your job, or figuring out what it is, right? You want to find a way to get the enthusiasm, the energy. I don't know what it is. Here's the thing. Remember this. Energy isn't something we're born with. Energy is something we create. Enthusiasm isn't something we're born with. It's something we create. When you can learn to turn it on. As I'm saying this, I feel my body vibrating. Like, I love being at this state. I love being able to share with this level of intensity. So it goes in that camera, and wherever you are in the world, you feel it. Imagine this intensity in what you do, in everything you do. I am not like this all the time. I'm grumpy some days. I'm a bad dad some days. I make mistakes. I do things wrong. There's no question about it. But when you live this, you learn quick. You bounce back. You overcome the obstacles. You don't live in a scarcity mindset more than minutes. You observe your thoughts. All these little things that I want to teach you month after month, and that you already have, or you already know, if I'll be nothing more than a reminder service. to take the action you need. But here's what we're going to do. I would love for you to pick one right now. There's some stuff you learned over the last 90 days. There's stuff you're excited about this moment. And then when you look ahead or look back from 90 days from now, there's some things like, no, I'm doing this. I'm finally doing this. Now I want you to pick just one. Give me one. Is it going to be your health? Is it going to be exercise? Is it going to be starting that business, ramping up your new business, getting the education you need, working on evolving in your company? Tell me some right now, because whatever they are, I want you to write down five actions that you're going to do immediately and over the next 90 days that is going to make this reality. What are you going to do? Are you going to register the URL that you've been putting off forever and start that company? Are you going to do Facebook Live and build a following? Are you going to tell your spouse your goals and your dreams, or your family or your friends? Are you going to go to the gym? Are you going to say no to sugar? Are you going to stop ignoring the relationship that's slowly killing you and say, I'm having this conversation Friday at 2 o'clock, Tuesday at 2. I don't know what it is, but what actions are you going to hold yourself accountable to so you can keep the morale, the momentum, the confidence, and the motivation, so you can take with you what you learned, stay excited, but know where you're going rather than this just being another excited video? I hope I get you excited. I'm so glad you got me jacked up. You got me excited. I'm glad, but I'm not going to do my job if you're just excited today and next month you get excited again and it fades away. What I want to do is give you those tools that'll last a month that you get to put in play. So what actions are you going to take? Tell me some actions that you're going to take. Complete the abundance course. I'm doing an 8-week program too. My health. Building our business. Launching an 8-week program. Fantastic. Starting an academy of business, fantastic. Climbing in the ranks in my business, fantastic. What are you going to do? So, okay, let's say climbing the ranks. Gerald, you're climbing the ranks in your business. What are you going to do this week, next week, and over the next 90 days? Don't just say it. You need actionable steps. One might be whoever it is that you work alongside of or who works above you. What about getting to understand how they feel? Not just you doing your best. Listen, can I give you something that works? And if it doesn't work, you come back and tell me next month. If you went in lit up about what you do, excited, found a way to feel like I get to do this. Do you know, listen, 150,000 people died today. 150,000 people died yesterday. I'm not trying to be morbid. I'm being real. We weren't one of them. I feel extremely blessed just for that. And listen, we know people that are sick. We have people that have lost lives. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but we are here. There are the millions and millions, hundreds of millions of people who live in poverty every day, wishing they had clean water. Most of us watching have that. We have all these things. So what if you get to go to your job? What if you get to do that scheduled appointment? What if you get to do those conference calls? What if you looked at it that way, Gerald, and you went in on fire with enthusiasm and say, I'm just going to flip it. Maybe you're already that way. I'm not saying you're not, but maybe it's for everybody else. You flip it. And secondly, the people you work around and the people who make the decision on where you go, what if you get to understand them, not just have them understand you? What if you understand their problems, understand their concerns, understand how they feel, not what they need? Remember, need doesn't do crap. How do they feel and what do they want? Get to understand those people in your business who work for you, the people that work above you, alongside of you, in your relationship, everything changes. What if you just did that over the next 90 days? So I'm Gerald, I went deep on that, but create a new name and logo for my startup. Bam! What are you going to do? Go to 99 Designs. Anybody know what 99 Designs is? You can go there and say, I want to spend $200 for a killer logo for my new coaching business. People from all over the world will fight to build logos, and you just pick the one you want. You might have 60 people submit logos, and you pick the one you love, and you pay your $200 or whatever the amount you want to pay. But when are you going to do that? When are you going to start that? Are you going to learn marketing? What are you going to do over the next 90 days? Take action. Let's see. I'm looking at get website for my vegan dessert recipes. Good. I'll take that as well. So when you're done, you let me know. How about Sometimes it's like building a website for my vegan desserts. That's huge. What about this week going online and maybe go to fiverr.com and find somebody who could build you a WordPress site for $100, $200? What if you broke it down and had the ability to just say, that's what I'm doing this week. 2 weeks from now, I'm going to write the copy, the text that goes on the site. 3 weeks from now, I'm going to get the pictures. I'm going to have this programmer. And 4 weeks from now, my vegan site's going to be up, and I'm going to start doing a weekly Facebook Live and posting every day and giving away free recipes to start building my brand. Bam, there you go. That's what this is about. Did it make you excited about thinking right now about your vegan dessert recipe, website? How does it feel in 90 days if it's launched and people are actually using your recipes? How does that feel? Carry that momentum and write down the 5 actions you're going to do. What are you going to do? Reach out my logo designer. Bam, there you go. Love 99 Design. So do you understand where this is? So whatever one you picked, it's the 5 actions that you're going to do. So keep writing those down. Next, the 5 people or capabilities. Okay, I'm stalling a little bit because I'm hoping you're writing down the 5 actions. I hope you're thinking through them. I'm going to just keep talking for a minute because it's, and boil the actions down. Don't say, I'm going to just go to the gym. I'm just going to start my new business. I'm going to get a website. No. How are you going to get the logo? What's the look going to be? Who are you going to use? What's your budget? Let's get this going. No more looking back. I have a friend that has been talking about doing an art website for 15 years. 15 years. Every time I see him, I'm like, hey, bud, how's the art website going? He goes, a couple of my new paintings, they're really awesome. I want to wait till they're done. 15 years went by just like that. Don't let another day go by. What action are you going to take today, tomorrow, this week? Keep yourself accountable. You're here. You're already an action taker. You're here. So what are you going to do this week, next week, and the week after? So now, as you're writing those, I want you to think about who are the people or the capabilities that can help you achieve it. So just pick somebody here. Question, how do I keep, I'll get back to questions. I'd like to take your work. Okay, adding 2 more homes to my portfolio, direct mail, Facebook. Okay, Daniel, adding 2 more homes to my, Danielle, I'm sorry. Adding 2 more homes to my portfolio, one of my real estate students probably. Love to have, I'm so happy to have you here. Awesome, so who's gonna help you do that? So do you have a team? If not, Who do you work with? Anybody? Are they going to help you do it? As a family member, do you want to get a virtual assistant? Do you know how cheap virtual assistants are? And they are completely in a whole other world. If you have complexity in your life, you want to hand off some stuff, Google and find the virtual. I could give you the resources. I don't want to just throw one out right now because my team knows better than me. But we use virtual assistants for so many of the low-hanging fruit that we shouldn't be doing for $3, $4 an hour, and the stuff's on autopilot. Is that someone that can help you? Is that a person or a capability that can help you? If someone wants to design a logo, right? 99 Designs, that's a capability. That's a person. If you're going through, if you want to, the Abundance Mastery course, you already have it. If that's a capability that can help you sell, help you persuade, help you take to the next level. Watching the 3-hour strategy session I did on New Year's Day, that's a capability. So what are you going to do here? You're going to hire someone? You're going to get family to help? You're going to get your husband on board finally, your wife on board, kids, relatives. Who can help you achieve what will light you up, what needs to be done? Jennifer Walton, that's tough. Good luck. Pause the stream. Let's see. Jennifer, you need your husband's. Okay, so I'm going to look at these in 5 minutes. We're going to get done and I'm going to go. So if you got any questions, get ready to answer, and I'll answer as many as I can. Sometimes one question, great question, gets the benefit everybody watching. I'm just talking here because I want you to think about the people and the capabilities you need. I mean, if this is a great lesson, if you're stressed about life or your business, or starting a business, or overwhelmed at your job, I want to show you these two things. This I learned from Dan Sullivan. If you look at these two boxes in life, and you look at this as opportunity, can't spell, and this is capabilities. Okay, so this is opportunity and capabilities. So what's lower opportunity and bigger capabilities? Let's say I build a factory and I can produce iPhones. I can produce 200 of them an hour. And I have the staff, the building, the overhead. I have the capabilities to do it. But we're only getting 50 orders an hour. Am I stressed? Hell yes, I'm stressed, right? If I have the capabilities, listen, if I have the capabilities and I have 500 taxis and Uber comes along, I might have 500 taxis, but I don't have the opportunity to fill them because it's not there. Am I stressed? Absolutely. If you have the capabilities to start a new company, but you're not seeking out the opportunities to start, let me flop that. Let me be more clear. Do you see that, the capabilities? Now, that's stressed if they're not equal. But if I have opportunity and less capabilities, you're also stressed, right? I want to start a coaching business. I have the people need it. Coaching business is one of the big, fastest growing coaching companies in the world. People need it. I'm a damn good coach. I have something great to sell. I have the world. I have the internet. What they say, a half a billion people will come online in the next couple of years. The whole world is opening up on a whole nother level. People that don't even have phone lines are going to have internet soon all over the world. It's crazy where we're going. So you have this opportunity to help so many people. But if you didn't have a computer, or you don't know how to get your stuff online, if you don't know how to serve it to other people, if you don't have marketing capabilities, if you don't have business capabilities, then what? You're stressed because you're like, I have this opportunity, don't know how to do it. Or I know how to do it, but nobody's here. So if your opportunities and your capabilities are off, then you're stressed, or you're not moving anywhere, or you're stuck. Life works the best when these are even. And when they're even, then as one grows, you push and balance, push and balance. We got 20 clients. Let's raise our capabilities and get new servers and do this. Oh, our capabilities are higher. We got 40 clients. Oh, let's raise our capabilities and start live events or whatever it is, right? Think about that as you grow. And that's why I want you to go through this exercise. When we grow, when we evolve, we have to increase our capabilities. The thinking that your best thinking got you here, your greatest capabilities got you here. And gaining new ones or gaining new relationships and people alongside of you to help you, support you. Sometimes you don't need anybody to do anything except support you and say, good job. It's okay. We're going to be great. You're doing it. Go for it. And if you don't have anybody like that in your life, then stay on our social media. Join the people in this group. Get on the Facebook Live. Go through the 30-day challenge. Surround yourself with people who know you can. Listen, I hope you know that I'm not trying to say live life with a smile because everything's perfect. Sometimes stuff sucks. Sometimes things go wrong. Problems happen. People let you down. Money goes away. Companies go bankrupt. It sucks. It's painful. It hurts. I'm not saying that you can just live this enthusiastic, energetic, perfect life. No, what I'm saying is these tools, what I'm sharing with you is the gateway to go from where you are to where you want to go. And it's one step at a time. If I've ever promised you or that you know, watching 10 minutes of my video and life will be perfect forever, then I'm sorry. I hope I didn't do that. What I hope I do is give you the fastest path to the end result that you want, to give you the recipe. Now, I'm going to talk about this more in a second, but here's what I'd love to do right now is fire in any questions that you have. Shoot any questions that you have. I know, listen, I saw a couple questions come in before, and there's so many posts coming in, they disappeared. So if you had a question before, go ahead and post it now while you're still writing what five people and what capabilities you need to gain over the next 90 days so you can reach those goals, so you can fuel that excitement, so you can take it to the next level. Who is it? Who are you going to hire? Who are you going to bring in? Those capabilities, and at the same time, ask questions, and I'm going to dig into these while you're writing. Okay, Robin, great question. I'm going to paraphrase this. I told my daughter and my son, they're only 8 and 10, but I told them if they decide they want to go to college, that's great. I will split it with them and I'll empower them, and that's wonderful. But I said, if you don't want to go to college, the only other option there is, there's college or finding what it is that you're passionate about. What do you like? And it doesn't mean you have to stick with it forever, I told them. I want to take a year off after high school. This is relevant. I'll share it with them in a minute. Take a year off after high school and figure out what it is that lights them up and drives them. And I said, what you have to do is you have to research and find somebody who's the best in that field. I don't mean the best in the world. Maybe the best in our state, the best in our city. One of the best at what they do. My daughter loves designing. I said, maybe someday you want to be an interior designer for fancy homes. I don't know. I said, if that was something, as an example, I said to her, I said, if that was something you wanted to do, then there's two ways to do it. You need to do the research to find out who's really good at it. And then you have to find a way to build reciprocity. Do something for them. Create a Facebook fan page for them and help them get traffic. Write emails that you think. Go through their site and find anything that's wrong with their site where you think people are dropping out and make a list and send it to them. Send in your resume and say, I'd like to work for you for free for the next 90 days. In the meantime, I created this Facebook fan page and I'm already sending traffic to your site because I love what you do. Do something in advance. Build reciprocity by giving. And you know what? If you do that for three or four people and they all turn you down, that's not how the universe or God, the world, keeps score. The score is already there. You already got your karmic buildup. The fifth person is the one you're supposed to work with will happen. I want to tell you something. When I first met Tony Robbins, was a big influence in my life before I met him, 15 years ago. His tapes and videos, and that's what, you know, the value of wisdom, right? Maybe 18 years ago. When I first met Tony, we were a mutual friend. We're both doing big business now, life change. I tell them the story. But right after I met Tony, I realized that after you go to a Tony event, you're jacked up. You're excited. You go to a date with Destiny or UPW, and you're all excited. And after I left, I wanted more. I wanted this. I wanted the monthly training. I wanted to stay engaged, which I hope you guys do forever. This is the juice of life, right? You need that momentum, the ongoing support. So what I did is I wrote like 15 emails for Tony that I thought were a good reference point, like a good follow-up, like go to an event, send these 15 emails and shoot 15 videos like this that would help your team or help your students stay engaged so they don't lose their purpose, they don't lose their drive. I did that after I met him for 5 minutes, and I created them all, I wrote them all, and I sent them to his team. His team went nuts. I ended up having a meeting with his whole top-level staff, he's like, why are you doing this? I said, like, because you changed my life. I want to change yours. I want nothing. I appreciate it. But that was a bond that built this relationship. One of the things. We have a lot in common. He's a wonderful guy. I love him. But that was one of the things. So reciprocity is a great solution to getting a mentor or somebody that can help you, or by the end, I mean, you're here, right? Sometimes you pay for speed, right? Sometimes you pay to go quicker. We can figure a lot of stuff out on our own, or sometimes we can just buy the recipe from someone else. I hope that helps. Okay, question.
When your spouse is on the same...
Okay, so Jennifer, great question. I get this question all the time. What if your spouse doesn't support you, doesn't have the same energy, doesn't have the same enthusiasm? They lost their luster for life. You have enthusiasm, they look at you like, what is wrong with you today? Do you ever around people, and I'm not saying, Jennifer, this is you, but have ever around people and you're in a good mood, you're on fire, you're looking at the glass half full, and the person around you is like, what's up with you today? Why are you so happy? It's like, I'm just alive. This is me. Like, and they're the type of people I try to avoid. You can't, right? Not because I don't want to give them love, but if sometimes it's in your house, right? So here's my advice, Jennifer, is you are not going to, you might get fired up from what we're talking about today. I hope you're enthusiastic. I hope you're energetic. I hope you're ready to attack the next 90 days. And then you want to go tell him and light him up. And it just like, all you're doing is maybe frustrating, or maybe he's like, oh, geez, would you watch a Dean video? You know, I get all that. So here's what I would say. And I've shared this advice. This is the best advice I can give you. Instead of trying to make him a better self version of him, the version you know, it's why you married him. You know it's in there. Something's covering it. Something's hiding it. Something's made him look at this is as good as it gets. I would just say treat him the way you want to be treated. Be the person you want him to be, and do it for 90 days without getting frustrated. When he poo-poos on your idea, tells you it'll never work, say, get real, that's a fantasy, not now, not this economy. What I would say to you is, just give yourself 90 days. Make that part of your 90-day sprint is you're just going to consistently be the person you wish he would be. When he says poo-poo on your idea, say, okay, I understand, but I'm still going to go for it. Hey, anything I can do for you? Make him feel understood. When he tells you how bad the day was, let him understand that you feel how bad that day was. And you understand him, but it doesn't mean you're going to change who you are. This is who you are now. And he can come along for the ride or he can fight it. And I would bet to say the juice that you have, the power that you have of being your best self, treating him the way you want to be treated, and just being your best you will pull him along with you. That's my vote, and I'd love to hear the update, but give that a try. Okay. Okay, can you tell me who a great virtual assistant would be? We will push that out to you guys in the back office. I'll have my team make sure we push out some virtual assistants that we use, okay? You trained them for 9 years, you're seeing results. Okay. I homeschool my boys. Let's see, there's a lot going on in here. I'm trying to get, if you have a question for me, write question. We're going to get going here in just a few minutes. But if you could write question, and then after I could see it, because there's a lot coming in. Let's see. Okay. Let's see. Question. Okay, great one. Maria. Maria, this will be... this is really important. You said, how do you restrict what you're dreaming about, what you want to go for, what you need next level? I think that's what you said. I literally was reading it and it popped up the screen. But I want to share it with everybody. I hope the process and some of the things I shared, you've gone through. You know, there's a million things. How do you start? You got these big aspirations and dreams. That's awesome. Don't let them die. But know you have to do one at a time and you need to put focus. If you dabble with something, you get dabble results. If you treat something like a hobby, you get hobby results. If you don't commit to your relationship, are they good? If you don't commit to going to the gym, are they good? Do you get good results? No. If you don't commit to eating right, do you lose weight? No. So you have to figure out which one. You have to pick a swimming lane and commit to it. Take this 90-day sprint and just pick one and go deep on that one thing. All the other stuff you can work on too, but be dedicated to one. And what I would suggest is make a not to do list. If you've been following me for years, you know I say a not to do list is more important than your to do list. And if you're running around, feels like you're trying to do a gazillion things at once and it's not happening, it's because there's too much on your plate. So when you get this clarity, if you want to go back through the 3 hours of the strategy session from New Year's Day, get complete clarity on what the swimming lane or two that you want to, that are most important to you over the next 90 days. And everything else that doesn't fit into that, doesn't fit into your bigger purpose, doesn't fit your, you know, drive you, you're going to have to say no. There's people you're going to have to, I don't want to say cut out of your life, but reduce the amount of time you spend them. There's things that you're doing that you don't need to do. You go in to check your bank account and you end up 2 hours watching negative crap online or sucked into Facebook or sucked into social media and YouTube or negative news. There's things in your life you have to say no to. Yes got you to this point. No is going to take you to the next level. So making a not to-do list will open up time and allow you to focus on what we went through today. Listen, I want to inspire you guys to pick something. I want to inspire you to go through this exercise, watch this video again. We did all this in an hour, but this will last the next month until I'm here with you again live. And if you're watching the replay, fantastic. So good to have you. I'm so honored to be able to serve and share with you the techniques that have helped my life. But pick something. Don't take this as overwhelm. Take this as clarity. Don't try to get it all done, but get something done. So at the end of 90 days, go, holy crap, I found out what I was excited about. I felt it in the moment. And then I knew it would take me to the next level. I set the goals of what I want to achieve this day, this week, this month. I know what capabilities and people I want to bring into my life. And oh my God, I lost the weight. I started the company. I have the website done. I'm coaching already. I said no. I said yes. I got the raise. I don't know what it is, but when you see that, your brain, your subconscious, you can't help but say, oh my God, it works. And you repeat the process. And then you go for another 90-day sprint. You could watch this video for the next 5 years, and every time you watch it, every single time you watch it, it'll feel different, something new. You'll be like, I didn't even see that whole part. I don't even remember that he said that, because it'll be relevant to a different part of your life. I hope that makes sense, guys. This has been an awesome, awesome training. You guys are incredible. Somebody said, I'm going to do one more thing. Can you briefly explain five people and capabilities again? This is a complex topic. I lost you. Okay, I'm so sorry, Ian. Basically, if you know where you were and you take what worked, that's the first part of this, then what's exciting to you right this moment? What makes you feel alive? What builds that momentum? And then 90 days from now, what are you excited about going forward? New company, new business, better relationships, whatever it is, right? And then the five action steps were, what do you need to do right now, man? What do you need to start? What do you have to stop procrastinating on? What do you finally have to do to get this momentum going? But then I also wanted you to write down the five people or capabilities you need to help you. Whatever your 90-day goals are, who can help you achieve that? Just write down right now, who can help you? Can your wife help you? Can your significant other? Can your friends? Can your employees? Can your coworkers? Can videos, like who can help you in your life, can help you achieve this over the next 90 days? Do you have to tell your boss, I'm going to come in 2 hours early? Can I leave 2 hours early so I can start my, like whatever it is you have to do, who can help you maneuver your time, efforts, and energy and compound your energies? So write those down and also write down what capabilities you need. If you want to do an online company, you know, like the girl who wanted to start the paleo or the vegan dessert recipe page. What capabilities do you need? You need somebody who builds you a website. You need to write really good copy on the page so it's intriguing. You need to get if you're going to just do it for free, now that's great. If you want to charge, you're going to have to get a merchant account company. You're going to have to do it. There's capabilities, but it's not stressful. You just got to write them down. What capabilities do I need? Google's amazing. You find everything, but you have to have a list. You can't just say, I'm going to start it. No, you're going to start it. Here's the actions and here's the people and the capabilities I need. I hope that helps. Guys, this has been an absolute pleasure. I love it. Come back and watch this as much as you want. Get engaged. Go through the courses that you have in your back office that are the bonuses for being here. And I will surely be here to inspire, to motivate, and to hopefully spread the enthusiasm for your next level of life in just a month. We'll send out the exact days. And I appreciate all of you. The comments have just been amazing. You guys inspire me to do this. You drive me to do this. This is my mission. This is my purpose. This is the legacy I want to leave, and I couldn't do it without you guys. So we'll talk to you next week or next month. See you next month. Come back, take action. See you soon.